à Bruxelles, à Paris.
Résistance, résistance.
Equal rights for all mothers. This is what these families and civil rights groups are protesting about. They claim mothers with headscarves and burqas are facing discrimination because of a new regulation.
This notice is a real problem for us parents because it's going against the law which was done in 2004, where it was saying that the parents were not submit to the neutrality and to the obligation not showing their religion in their physical appearance.
Mothers claim dropping and fetching their young children at school in the morning and in the afternoon has become a difficult task. Schools have started objecting to mothers with headscarves, fearing such outward signs of religious practice go against the French law of religious neutrality in state-run institutions.
In Montreuil, in Saint-Denis, near Paris, there is a maternal school near the primary school. In maternal school, you have the right to go with your children because the director is not opposed to this. And in primary, you don't have to go with them because we are wearing a headscarf.
Muslim women with headscarves and burqas in France say they have the support of women of all different faiths because they consider this not just as a problem of religious expression, but also as a problem of civil liberties. Similar problems are being faced by women, not just in France, but also elsewhere in Europe. A physical sign of being a Muslim, like the headscarf, brings scorns and hateful remarks.
We have the same problems like in France. There is this obsession with a headscarf, which is considered as the only standard of Islamic religion. I think we should defend the rights of women to wear what they think is right.
These women know they will face more struggles with their headscarves, and they say at all costs they will defend their rights of motherhood. Anastasia Proy, Press TV, Paris.